It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your podcast from. And it's a Tuesday morning, November the 28th today, and are you starting to feel that Christmas is knocking on the back door? Well, I had a friend of mine, in fact, over the weekend say to me that he couldn't get any accommodation in the coastal spot that he goes to every year, to which I replied, are you crazy? It's too late. No wonder you can't do any bookings. Of course, there are other locations that he can go to and you can go to if you haven't already booked, but I made my holiday book back in the middle of September, and I did think that I was leaving it a little bit too late this year. But that is for us mere mortals making our arrangements for the Christmas holidays. What about the luxury end of the market? What is happening in this space? Because the luxury stays can range between $50,000 all the way up to $200,000 for a week. 200 grand, you'd be wanting to stay there for a year. So 200K a week. Can you imagine what you're going to get? Well, you're going to get features like a helicopter ride. Well, you'd be wanting a little bit more than that, wouldn't you? And joining us this morning is Bobby Murphy of Niche Holidays there in Noosa on the Sunshine Coast. And good morning to you, Bobby. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having me.
So your average Aussie cannot really get their heads around spending this kind of money when it's more than what most people are making in a year of work's income.
Yes, it can be a little bit difficult to get your head around that, but the luxury market certainly has its place, and there are consumers that are looking for that escape nowadays to be able to drop $80,000 plus on a luxury holiday up here in Noosa.
80 grand in Noosa. So tell us, Bobby, what is 80 grand for a week get you?
Look, it gets you a beachfront location, a beautiful, newly renovated, prestigious house with luxury furnishings. It gets you the lifestyle of Noosa, which, you know, people pay a lot more to live here. So putting a small deposit on a holiday like that allows you to experience what we get to enjoy every day.
Now, what was happening during the pandemic? Because I think you guys in the luxury holiday market saw a bit of a spike. There was a lot of demand, I think, for the high-end rentals because people couldn't get out of the country.
We were very lucky during the pandemic because people couldn't leave. You're right. So we did see incredible results last year, and we're definitely feeling the impact of that this year now that people can escape. So a lot of our demographic, being our owners or our guests that we invite here every year, have travelled overseas, being a lot to Europe and Bali. So we're definitely having to navigate those waters, but we're still seeing a lot of occupancy over this Christmas period back to good results with some occupancy levels higher than 2022, but we're going to plateau around 2019 occupancy standards. So back to normality, I believe.
And what about the overseas visitors? Like you must have one or two that have heard about Noosa. Maybe they've come here on a trip and a couple of years down the track, they say, oh, let's go and do a bit of a luxury stay in Noosa on the Sunshine Coast. Is that happening?
Yeah, look, Noosa hasn't really been on the radar for a lot of international travellers. And with a lot of international travellers, they do tend to try to pack a lot into a short amount of time. So they're not staying for a long period. We here had a minimum length of stay for 5 to 7 nights. So it wasn't really something that international travellers were interested in. We've reduced that minimum length of stay. And we just recently featured at Luxperience, a prestigious event down in Sydney with Noosa Tourism, and it sounds like international travellers are looking for an experience when they travel now. They're really wanting to take their time and stay a little bit longer. So we're looking for that change in the market to see an increase of international travellers here.
So fair to say that the luxury market is what, growing year on year?
Yes, I believe so, because people, I think if COVID taught us anything, it's that getting out and exploring and having that ability to do that is something that we took for granted previously. And now it's become something that people really enjoy, and they save up to take their family away and live the high life. We all saw that prices increased during COVID, and some people, you know, their businesses flourished. So money certainly became something that people had in abundance in some areas, not mine personally.
Yeah.
So we're seeing that people are really taking the time to enjoy their holidays and enjoy that luxury side of travel.
Yes, money can be no object if you've got it, of course. Well, Bobby, thank you for jumping on the call this morning, telling us a little bit about the luxury market and niche holidays there in Noosa. Enjoy your Christmas, enjoy dealing with all of your customers, and have a great 2024.
Thanks so much for your time, Craig. Really appreciate it.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated.
And we will continue the luxury high-end offerings in just a moment with Greg of Fleming in Sydney. Oh, to have so much money that you struggle to spend it. It's a great dilemma, of course, to have. And Bobby is right. Over the COVID period, so many people doubled, tripled, or even quadrupled their net worth. And when you take out the extreme wealthy areas like Bitcoin, real estate went gangbusters. I know of so many people who have made small fortunes in real estate as a result of the COVID situation. Now, if you're celebrating your birthday and struggling to buy yourself a birthday cake, we are at different ends of the luxury market, aren't we? 28th of November today. Many happy returns if you are celebrating. Alfonso Cuaron, the director of Gravity, he's turning 61. Ed Harris is turning 72, the actor, and John Stewart, also turning 61 today.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
Around the country, and first we go to Sydney. Good morning to you. Expecting the cloud, expecting some rain today. Your high 24. Melbourne cloudy with a chance of some showers. Your high of 25. Brisbane also cloudy and a 50% chance of some of the wet stuff. 27 is your forecast top. And in Perth, look at that. That is the place to be. Cloudy but fine. Temperature 25 for you today.
Every week, unravel the real estate market to empower your real estate knowledge.
And we are talking luxury holidays on your Real Estate Tuesday this morning. Here's a question for you. What is the most money that you have ever spent for accommodation? I have to tell you that I have ended up staying in some pretty luxury accommodation over the previous years, including the Palazzo Versace there on the Gold Coast. But that was when I was working in radio and we were doing promotional work with hotels, and it didn't cost me a cent. Yes, the best form of accommodation for sure. Well, this morning we're catching up with Matthew Fleming from Contemporary Hotels, who is joining us this morning. And good morning, Matthew. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. My pleasure.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of these luxury properties around Sydney. 100 grand you can splash out for some pretty lavish experiences with penthouses.
Look, that's correct. We've long looked after a lot of homes within Sydney, Harbourfront, Bondi Beach, penthouses with New Year's Eve views. And, you know, when they come to Sydney, sometimes it's their first trip or their first trip in a long time and they want to do it right.
How much of a bit of competition is there if you look at Australia against other countries around the world in terms of the luxury market?
Look, Australia is one of those destinations where it's a little bit more of a challenge to come to. So people, you know, unlike maybe Europe or America, when you're talking about Northern Hemisphere travellers, when they come to Australia, there's a fair bit more planning. So when they do plan, you know, that they look into it for a long time and they generally will spend a little bit more because they want to have the best possible experience they can when they get here.
And what about the impact on local businesses as high-spending travellers, of course? They're going to contribute to various services around the country.
You know, we're fortunate to look after some of the best homes in Australia, and I think our guests will spend far more in the local economies than they do on the properties. We always make sure that, you know, we're using local suppliers, whether it's Byron Bay or Palm Beach or Port Douglas. On the sort of lower luxury end, you know, you're talking people to take out on Indigenous experiences, kayak, fishing, to the high-end luxury where it's helicopter rides to wineries and, you know, boat trips out on Sydney Harbour. They definitely spend a lot when they come to Australia.
What is the number one luxury high-end location in Australia? Can you tell our listeners where the rich and famous want to spend their money?
I think when they come to Australia, if you're talking Sydney, it's Sydney Harbour, something with those iconic harbour views, with the harbour bridge and the city, New Year's Eve fireworks, Bondi Beach is famous around the world. You know, so these two locations, they sell themselves before they've even planned to come to Australia. So they're the two we get most often from the international traveller.
So, you know, a lot of people coming into Sydney, they would probably potentially, some of them, end up buying real estate.
Some of them have, absolutely. Actually, quite a few of our clients are international people owning properties in Australia. Some of them are actually Australians who are living overseas with the intention to come back. But look, a lot of them probably have bought in Australia. We're not a real estate agency per se, so we don't do the sales, but I have heard that, absolutely.
And in terms of 2024, Matthew, how is the luxury market looking for you?
Look, we're very buoyant. You know, COVID's in the rearview mirror, thankfully. Long-term planning is stable. You know, the economic conditions worldwide aren't great, but the Australian dollar is low, you know, which will hopefully be driving international tourists to see Australia as a favourable place to come.
And what is sort of moving forward? What do you think is the number one challenge for the market, I guess, long term? It's always going to be a case of getting them into the country first, I guess.
Oh, look, I think the getting people to Australia, you know, that's a challenge for Tourism Australia. Tourism Australia has done wonderful things over the years, but since COVID, it's been a challenge. And, you know, I know they're working very hard on that. You know, we're here as the next step. You know, once Australia is a destination of choice, you know, then the travel agencies and the concierge groups or even the guests themselves will start reaching out to people like us for the accommodation.
Now, I mentioned at the top that one of the perks of working in radio was that I was able to stay in some of these five-star luxurious accommodations. What about you working for contemporary hotels? You got a perk or two?
It looks glamorous, but we don't take those opportunities. We don't even ask, to be honest with you. You know, our job is to try and book them, and we're hoping that they're always full rather than having vacancies for us to use.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you, Matthew, for jumping on to the Real Estate podcast this morning. Good luck with all of those people coming in to stay in these luxury high-end properties.
No, thank you. I really appreciate your time and having me on. And clearly, you know, we all want to do our very best for Australian tourism.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
What are we likely to see, given all of that, next year for 2024 in terms of people refinancing? Do you think that's going to continue?
It's a really good point. It's been a really key part of why we've seen so much refinancing activity. You know, we've still, for the next couple months, there's still quite a lot of people rolling off of those pandemic era fixed rate loans. But as we head into next year, there's just not nearly as many people rolling off in any given month. You know, at peak earlier in the year, we were seeing sort of 6%. Next year, it's going to be more like 2.5-3%, and then by the later half of the year, below 2%.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast. We'll be right back.